Where's Frosty at? He's up in the coffee house this morning with the artist Dee and Anne-Marie.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. Frosty's at my place. So Frosty. It's freezing.
I'm kind of cold, too, but I got all the windows and doors open, so it's chilly. It's chilly. Because it's 60 degrees, and I wanted the candy cane lane up in here.
I'm at 38 today, which is a shocker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, I like it, but it's just... Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's
like
a little
I had to put on
nippy.
Socks. Like, what's that about?
I almost put on pants.
Almost. What temperature brings on the pants? That's what I want to know.
I'd say low 50s, 40s. You'll
wow.
see pants. Yeah. Well, because then before that... There's the fuzzy socks, like the fuzzy socks.
So there's fuzzy socks.
As long as you've got, yeah, as long as you got the fuzzy socks, you don't need pants.
Okay.
Because I've got the hoodie, no pants, and fuzzy socks.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay. You got to have the hoodie with the shorts.
With the shorts.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh boy.
The cute shorts that make my ass look better than it is, and the fuzzy socks.
Well, that's the driving factor, isn't it?
It is. Because
I mean, you're gonna freeze. As long as your ass is fantastic.
As long as I'm sexy and fabulous, that's all that matters.
I get it.
Because that's what we grew up to. It was that 80s girl with her little coffee at home on the couch in her underwear and her hoodie and her socks.
And where did that come from?
There's still a little bit of that in me. So,
like, who decided that this is your norm?
this is cute, and this is norm. And then I've got tea. Yeah. I'm having tea in the coffee house this morning instead of coffee.
Wow.
Because there was a tragedy, though.
We'll allow it.
There was a tragedy. Wait. There's no coffee filters. We've run out of coffee filters.
Oh, you can't even do, like, the paper towel. The quick replacement.
I didn't think about that. I should have Googled do-it-yourself coffee filters.
Give me a call. I have resources for you.
That's what I really should have. To screw Google. I should have called Anne-Marie and said, this
paper
is an emergency.
Paper towel, napkin, whatever you got to do, you know?
Wow. Because I had like some old cone filters, you know, from like the cone machines.
Yes.
So I was going to use that, but I'm like, I just don't want to bother with this right now, but what else would work as a filter? And that never dawned on me. Paper towels. You've already given us a handy tip this morning.
See, because I go without filters, and I go without a lot of things that I just have to improvise. Otherwise I die.
Yes,
I'll use a sock if I have to. I need the sock.
Now there's something I could picture a few people doing. Got a sock up in there. Well, then I thought of using the French press, and I Googled about, because I forgot, you know, how much coffee to put in there. And there's all these articles now about how it could be bad for you to drink French press coffee. Because the oils apparently seep up in, since it's now filtered, the oils seep into the coffee and you're drinking those oils, and they're now saying those oils give you bad cholesterol.
Yeah, but how much do you have to drink for that to happen?
Exactly. I bet these people are drinking French press gallon after gallon.
I don't think I even know how to work a French press, so that's okay.
And again, with coffee and news media, it's always, you know, coffee's good for you, coffee's bad for you, so screw that.
Amen.
To hell with them. But at least we've got coffee or tea substances. You've got your Starbucks holiday cup.
I do.
For free?
There's only six cups in that. Oh, I'm referring to my K cup.
Oh, your
purchase.
K. Oh, yes. There's so much has happened this week.
There's a lot of Starbucks happening this week, so I apologize for getting confused.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened to us.
Got the free cup, but then we spotted the K cup peppermint mocha limited edition. So
and you're all,
you know,
in
hey,
that.
Big
hey,
news.
Big news. How is that tasting for you?
I actually didn't have it yet. My son has had half the box.
Oh, Jesus.
And he approves. It smells lovely.
I really don't think 13-year-olds need any more caffeine.
Ah, well, you know. I don't. It's just a battle I choose not to fight.
It's kind of, you're crazy now, you're crazy then. He's all crazy.
He drinks the little specialty drinks all the time. It's fine. And I just, it's our thing. I don't battle it.
He is blessed. He's totally blessed with the Starbucks.
I mean, other kids have addictions. We have coffee. There could be worse things.
It could be. That could be worse. Yes. Well, you'll have to try that and tell us how it goes the next time we're back. Because it looked
cute. It excited me greatly. It looks good, right?
It's really... I've got a confession to make. I just don't like those two things combined into a coffee-like substance. Peppermint and mocha.
I normally don't like it either. Like, I don't like berries in my chocolate. I don't like any of that special crap. But the peppermint mocha is just a Christmassy drink to me, so I've come to love it. I don't drink it all the time. It makes me sick.
It does. Exactly.
But I have to have it. It's just a very rich drink.
It really is. I peppermint, to me, it's one of those childhood bad things. It's a bad childhood memory that's been ingrained in my taste buds. And there was just a lot of bad peppermint accidents in my childhood.
I get it. I know. I'm sorry.
Because when you're poor, like us, and you're a kid, that's all you get is like candy canes and peppermints. And those peppermints were everywhere like all year round, the ones you suck on, you know?
Yes.
So... And then you grow up and you try to bake with peppermint and you make these horrible peppermint amalgamations. And they're just, it's terrible.
It's not special to you.
It's not. It's not special like the pumpkin spice, as we know. Pumpkin spice to me is as peppermint mocha to Anne Marie.
Wow.
In case anyone out there is taking notes.
That's the biggest probability example, you know, like you see that on a test and stuff.
Yeah,
like, wow.
Exactly. There's going to be a fill in the blank.
It's like, wow.
The end of our season, it's going to be blank is to D as blank is to Anne Marie. And you're going to have to get that right.
I like that idea.
Yeah. A coffee house.
Every season we'll just have that test. Final exam. Mm-hmm. And what do you get for a good score?
That's why it should be both like a final exam and an award show all in one. So we can award our best episodes and then award the people who've listened the most.
And then ask, what's wrong with you for listening so much?
What's the matter with you that you know that?
That's a great idea. Taking notes.
Take notes. Write this down. So you've got that. You've got your cup. I didn't get either. And I'm okay with that. I'm just, you know, I'm all about that pumpkin and the not really the Thanksgiving, but as far as aesthetic goes, I don't really need a Christmas cup.
No, I get it. I get you today. We're on the same vibe. We're good.
We are on. But is your tree up? Is it up?
No. I'm not that bad. I mean, I'm bad.
You just put the little guys up, but not the...
I just put my elves up, and I do have my little Starbucks treats who slowly creeping in. I'm going to get my Starbucks ornaments next week.
Do you get like a new... No, I know these people. It's okay. I've met many a Starbucks-aholic and a Christmas Starbucks-aholic.
It's just cute. I have to have it.
I have another good friend that has a very specific tree with Starbucks ornaments. So,
oh, wow.
That's her thing. So I understand.
They're just cute to have little coffee cups
on. They've been collected all over. Do you get a new one every year?
I don't.
See, that's what you're missing.
I'm not missing that. I don't know. I got a lot to straighten out.
We have a lot to work through.
I got to organize my Christmas. I do need new ornaments, though, because it's time.
I just can't wait to get out the penguin ornaments. I have little penguins.
Yay!
And I can't wait to take a little picture of it for you and be like, they're out.
I have round penguin heads that I have on my tree.
Oh.
Decapitated penguin heads.
Yeah.
Very. That's exciting.
It is. Now I have the whole penguins.
I think that's wonderful.
You just have bits and pieces of penguin laying around.
A fin, an ass.
And this is the beak ornament. And here's a wing.
I would have, and I support that. That
actually sounds pretty good to me.
Nothing wrong with this.
Yes, but I will get those out. I don't usually do a tree. I haven't done a tree in years.
You should do like a Charlie Brown tree, which is basically a twig.
Exactly.
Then and you just hang some things on.
At least I'd have somewhere to put the ornaments.
So they can hang freely.
I'll consider it. I just never think there's enough room, but I really want some like Christmassy lights because, you know, all year round we're in the red lights, the blue lights, but I want like the Christmas vomit worthy lights.
Are we talking the big old school bulbs?
I would love those. That would actually
see them
amazing.
All over houses in the Bronx, you know?
Yes, they used to be. That was what I grew up with, was the gigantic bulbs. They got hot. They caused fires. Yes. It was wonderful. Burnt shit down. Now that's Christmas. It's not Christmas unless something is on fire. And you're asking, what's that smell?
That probably happened a lot. You know, people had their real trees that they would put up.
Yes.
But they're fiery bulbs.
Mothers That's across fantastic. The country. Is something burning? And that was the thing. We couldn't leave the lights on. Now, people just don't know. They're just totally spoiled. They don't know. They leave the tree on all the time. We had to shut it off. Yeah. We couldn't
I
leave it
shut
on.
Mine
leave
off
house.
Out of habit just because. Yes. Got to shut the tree down.
Absolutely. I would too.
Oh wow!
I would too, but yeah, we did it for a reason, and that was because they burned down.
We wanted to stay alive.
And we wanted to stay alive. Well, we're all looking forward to that show when the tree is up and Magnolia, your cat, is in it.
You know, little fat bastard that she is. She didn't fit last year.
True. She's only getting fatter.
She only made it up about, you know, 25% of the way. So my tree was preserved. I have to get a new tree this year.
Oh.
Because she broke the bottom
branches. Oh, no.
You're like, thanks. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks to my fat ass cat, I got to get a new tree.
She's only about 13, 14 pounds, but she's just a lot bigger than she used to be.
Yes. Well, and that's what she remembers. She was just such a little sprite hopping around the twigs.
And she would sleep in there. It was cute. But she broke all my stuff. And then I had to move to plastic ornaments. So that's why I'm down to nothing. I have to go shopping.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's fine. It's my life.
It is.
It's okay.
This is our life on the Coffee House for culture.com. Is there a favorite new Christmas album that you like any new songs? I mean, not like this year new, but just like, I'm obsessed with the Sia album, if that's how you say her name, the Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Girl. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God. That was a big one last year. I mean, I think it's a couple years old, but it was big last year and it got stuck in my head, and it's you know, there's newer, different Christmas songs. So I've been filling my Spotify list with new shit.
I've got one for you. I'm going to look it up here. It is in heavy rotation. Ooh. It's by an a cappella group, and they are called Straight No Chaser.
Oh.
And they have the 12 Days of Christmas, which I just think is hysterical because it just starts off normal and then just goes to shit. It's fantastic. It ends with Toto's Africa.
Oh, I love that. I will be adding it after this show.
You need to check this out. I approve of them. They do have a Rudolph, which is cute, but it's the 12 Days of Christmas by Straight No Chaser that gets my vote every year.
I always loved those off the cuff kind of songs that nobody knows about. That's how I grew up. I listened to Dr. Demento's Christmas album as a child.
I didn't know this existed. Totally.
That would be my, like, that was 8-year-old Christmas, was get all the stuff out, start decorating, and my choice of what tape to put in the player was Dr. Demento's Christmas tape.
I mean, For Culture has its own Christmas list. It's got stuff you can't play in front of the family.
Which is always good.
You know.
Christmas.
It's on Spotify. You know.
Christmas not in front of the family is sometimes the best Christmas.
It's called For Culture Holiday Favorites, so I recommend that list.
Go over to Spotify. There's so much happening on Spotify, including us.
Us.
We're on, and so is our playlists, and you just got to go. Find For Culture. Find Coffee House.
It's good stuff.
It is
good. My favorite song you can't play in public for the holidays is A Christmas Duel, and it's by The Hives.
Oh,
featuring,
yes,
Cyndi Lauper.
You've just shared that with me, and it changed my life.
I can't play it in front of the kid. The husband probably has no idea what it's about. I could play it, but like, I really,
I would love to play it in front of the kid and then have him ask questions. I just want to hear all the questions. She did what?
So we like the Straight No Chaser song with the child. It's great.
Yes. Okay. That is child approved and friendly. Got it.
But, you know, so For Culture Holiday Favorites does include The Hives. I recommend it.
Go get your For Culture Holiday Favorites on Spotify today.
It's free!
Just in time. Just in time as we invade, because we should say it's November 9th. And and you're not hearing something from last December. We are here. It's November 9th.
But we have our Christmas shows go on for 6 months.
Yes.
And then it's summer misery.
Absolutely. We couldn't control ourselves. So peppermint it was. And here we went.
Yes.
As I evade all of the Facebook messages about and posts about people. This is how I feel about people posting about Christmas now. Like, no, I don't want to see that.
No,
I'm
responding to those people, and I'm like, screw you. This is my time of joy. And they're backing off.
That's good.
And they're approving of my happiness that I'm putting on Instagram. Like, okay, that's her thing. I already watched Christmas Vacation.
Oh, my God. I've only turned on the Christmas music and started to build the playlist. And I've already got in my RuPaul Christmas albums. I went through.
Yeah, I need your list. I got to see what you've got going on. I'm a bit stale here.
I've got to. Because you can share, right? I mean, private people can share, too.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I could subscribe to your list.
Well, then I'm going to finish my list today, and I will send you or tell you how to find it or something.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a fabulous one.
Bring it. I need it.
Yes.
There are no Thanksgiving songs.
No.
You know, it's a poorly marketed holiday. Like, it's all just about the bird, and that's it.
It is. It's very poorly marketed. They could have... you know, circumvented this overreach of Christmas if only they had made Thanksgiving better.
Like, Thanksgiving could have had its own tree, its own, I don't know.
The turkey tree.
The giving tree. Good book. But, yes. You know, we missed out. Stu Leonard's, which is a local, is it local now? It's expanded to a few states here on the East Coast. It's a supermarket, market, the happy family-owned establishment. They've got butter in the shape of a turkey.
Oh.
And that did bring me joy, but not enough for me to like Thanksgiving.
Because what are you going to do with a butter turkey? It's just...
You're going to decapitate it on the big day.
You're going to have fun with that. That will bring happiness and joy, but that's it.
For 2 seconds, and it's then it's done.
It's not a Spotify playlist.
No. Are there Thanksgiving songs? No, like anything for... I mean, I think I know the answer to this, of course. What does the internet say?
I can't think of anything mainstream. And there was this one song...
Oh, Adam Sandler's song, of course, comes up.
Of course. There was one song that I would only be able to find in my own playlist, in my own files, because I don't know. That wasn't a song.
Well, there are the top 10 country Thanksgiving songs.
Mm.
Good Housekeeping does have its own list. 30 festive Thanksgiving songs to rock your turkey day.
Oh my.
Thanks a Million by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra.
All I know is every Thanksgiving I play William Burroughs reciting his Thanksgiving prayer.
Yes, yes.
And that's pretty much the only audio file I have. In regards to Thanksgiving. But yes, Charlie Brown has a Thanksgiving, so there must be a song there.
I don't know. I'm looking through it. Thank You for the Music by ABBA. I don't know. Thankful by Kelly Clarkson. I don't know any of this stuff.
No, I think these are just, they were not made for Thanksgiving.
There's a song by Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Maybe that's our song.
That could be our song.
I don't know.
All the ones I'm seeing, these are not Thanksgiving songs. They are just thankful songs.
No, you know what?
Like Bill Cosby singing Groovy Gravy. There you go.
Yeah, but you got to sing about the food, right? Not about what the day is about.
That's right, absolutely. It's all about the food, not about the day, because we're past that.
I hate the food. Maybe that's the problem. I don't like the food.
I hate the food, too.
You know, yes. I think that's the root of it all.
As for the new listeners out there, Anne-Marie hates Thanksgiving food.
I don't like Thanksgiving. I don't like the whole yam crap thing.
Not yam, but I will eat turkey and stuffing with gravy until the cows come home.
Now, what is your stuffing like traditionally?
That's the white bread stuffed in the turkey's ass.
You're such an American being. Really.
I know. Yes, I'm not the Grecian Italian. No, sorry. No.
My family stuffs its bird's ass. It's got rice, pepperoni, beef. Ground beef, onion. It's no wonder
you hate Thanksgiving. I too would not be amused by that. Why is there a pepperoni in my turkey's ass? I want to know.
It's delicious.
I bet that does do great marination.
The Friday morning after, you have to have leftover stuffing for breakfast. That's my tradition.
But that is the stuffing of which you refer to is the pepperoni and the rice and everything.
Yeah, and the ground beef.
No.
all right. You know what? Come on over and see. It's good.
One day we'll do an experiment. We'll have.
I'm going to go live for you, and I'm going to show you and the rest of America.
I love any of your holiday cooking live videos with your people.
My people,
especially when your mother is around.
I came from somewhere. Remember that?
Yes, and it was fabulous. But anytime.
Why is your mom so weird? Hello.
Yeah, have you met? Yeah. I'm very American with my Thanksgiving, but I don't like. I do like yams, but I don't like yams with all that. I just need the bread stuffing because it's just like stovetop. And the cranberry sauce from the can. Hello.
My father's into that. Got to be the can.
It's so delicious.
What's that yam thing with marshmallows? What is that about?
That's the people that cook their sweet potatoes thinking that it needs to have marshmallows in it. And that's wrong.
Like, why? It's why are we wrong. Doing that?
It's terribly wrong. It's ill-advised.
Like, I watch these Food Network cooking Thanksgiving competition things, and I'm like, no. No!
No. No. Our yams,
I can't relate to it.
It's just butter, too much butter and too much brown sugar. And cook it until the yams fall to all hell.
How do you know it's done, Mommy? Well,
does it mush into an almost sweet potato mash? Then you're good. You're good. But I'm more about the stuffing, the cranberry sauce, and the pie. Because any time for pie, as you surely would agree, the pie.
I appreciate a good coconut custard.
Oh, God. Oh. That sounds wonderful right now.
just saying.
Yes. Not the pumpkin pie?
That's all right.
It's okay. But I'll just give you the custard.
I want a coconut custard with a well-done crust. Store-bought is fine. It's good.
It is. I recently baked my own pie. I baked an apple pie.
And how did that come out?
Last week, I don't think I've ever baked a pie before, like of this.
Why didn't the internet know about this?
Because it just kind of, it got so involved. Because I did take a picture of the apples. It was an apple pie. I took a picture of the apples before I started. And then it just all went to shit from there. So I lost track. It was an all-day experience cooking this goddamn pie. Because I didn't do the dough myself, but I did get the Pillsbury Dough Man roll out pie crust.
Yeah, that
dough.
Should be fine. Sure. Right.
So, but then I had to buy a pie dish because who has that?
Right.
And so, I put that all in there and I did do the apple thing and it was good because I wanted a healthier apple pie. Because I know that buying it versus baking it saves absolutely no money. It's the same. I promise you. If anyone has any questions, it's the same. Just buy the $8 Marie Callender frozen pie. if you're saying
it's an $8?
It is now, yeah. it's the same as getting the crust and the apples and the ingredients, but I just wanted to dial back the sugar because even like apple pie recipes, they're like 3/4 cup of sugar. I'm like, you don't need that with the sweet apples.
It's a lot.
So I did it with just like a quarter cup, even less of sugar and just a little bit of brown sugar and cinnamon and the whole nutmeg stuff, But I did learn something. This is a good experience because making the apple substance, I could totally just do that to put over like healthy ice cream or something.
Does healthy ice cream even exist? What are you talking about? What is that? Tell me.
Oh my God, it's that stuff. It's the...
Oh my God.
It's the new... what the hell was it called? I don't even know what to Google.
Healthy ice cream. But how was your pie construction?
Halo top.
Did everything like stay together? Did the top of the pie stay attached to the bottom? Because mine never does.
Well, that could have used a little bit of work. Because then I didn't want to just do the pie top. I wanted to do the lattice pie top.
Oh, you wanted to be fancy.
Yes. So my lattice was, it looked like someone, kicked a hole in it because it was just it wasn't the truth. I didn't even Google how to do it. So I just laid these strips on there kind of haphazardly and they weren't linked together very well. But it was cute, but they stuck a little bit, but I think like adding some butter or maybe like an egg mixture or something would have helped to keep it sealed better. But it was good. It was an apple pie. It tasted like an apple pie, but I would never go through that much trouble for anything like that. again.
You wouldn't take a picture for Instagram. It was not an Instagram worthy looking pie.
It really was not. And I will send you a photo of the finished product. So at least you will.
I think you should share. Be proud. You made a pie.
I'll share.
I didn't make a pie.
I'll put it.
You made a pie.
Put it on Instagram. Okay, after the show, Instagram, go check it out, people.
Be proud of the pie.
I am proud of the pie. It's pretty good. I kept it for friends to come over, so I would feed it to people. So
that's a big deal.
That's something, yeah.
You wanted to show it to the public. See? Come on, that's huge.
Exactly.
There was no shame.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that it was not bad enough to just toss in the garbage. Let's say that much. And it tasted, it was just as sweet and just as good, but I think I will do the apple substance in the future, because you got to cook it, you got to cook them down, then you got to refrigerate that, and then you'd put it in the pie later and bake the pie, so it's like an all-day thing. The ice cream I was thinking of was Halo Top ice cream.
Halo Top. Oh, I've seen it, I've never ventured.
It's kind of hit and miss, but if you keep it simple, like if you just go with the chocolates or the vanillas, it's good. But it's weird because it's a kind of bizarre icy substance because it's not creamy.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's still ice cream. And I think that if you just throw some apples on top of that, that would be delicious.
I'm going to do this.
But don't do the birthday cake Halo Top ever. Please.
Never.
Yeah, I had
never.
A dear friend loves it, and I tried it, and I'm like, this is disgusting.
And you had to be nice and not say it was disgusting. You just had to sit there and go, oh, this is really great.
I think I said, this is not my cup of tea. Because it's just weird. And then they're like, they always go, the weird substance. It's just weird substance. I'm like, well, that's not really the only thing wrong with this particular.
Is that what you said?
I did. It's a weird substance. Because I'm all
that's
about
most cut, of my thing.
I'm cutting out sugar, like unnecessary.
Good for you.
Unnecessary sugar. Because I don't want people to get the wrong idea. There's no diet anything or sugar free. But you know, you get so much sugar in your fruit and your orange juice and your everything else that you don't need it added to apple pie.
Well, we're just fiends. We don't have to have a little bit of anything. We're just like, but put my face in it. It's got to be a bucket of sugar. It's ridiculous.
Cram your face in there.
There's no reason to have 3 cups of sugar in your cookies. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
That's what I've noticed. That's the only reason why I make these things. It's like, why do you need that much in a cookie? Just have the cookie. It's very good. It's very good.
And you dunk it in the coffee. And
you dunk it in the coffee, yes.
Now, did you follow anyone's particular apple pie recipe, or you just kind of winged it?
I winged it. I looked up like how to do it, and then I found the simplest way to do it, and I went with that. But I didn't listen to them about the crust or anything. I just...
Paula Deen could have saved you.
She could have.
She could have put like 20 bars of butter in the crust.
I bet the 20 bars of butter would have definitely stuck.
Less sugar, but, you know, 5 pounds of butter. At least.
Yes. Did you see? You saw I pulled a Paula Deen on Facebook earlier.
Did you? I didn't see.
Last night.
Wait, did I?
Well, you did, but you didn't. You didn't notice it.
I didn't get. You
didn't catch the Paula Deen, and I was going to. It's okay. you were concerned about the actor being eaten by vultures.
Oh yes, I was.
Which overrode what I said.
I get it. I'm sorry. Because I was also reminded of a previous story where vultures invaded a house.
Oh, yes.
We featured it on Coffee House.
Yes.
So that's where my mind went. Next time you gotta do hashtag Paula Deen and I'll
yes,
get it.
Yes. Well, you had commented so quickly because I was about to comment onto it and say, look, Anne Marie, I did a Paula Deen. But then you commented with, this is gross and disgusting shit.
It is. It, who the, to, they did. That's all they care. Never mind what the guy did with his life. Yes. He was eaten by vultures and worms. Whatever the hell else they wanted to say. It's like, exactly. Oh, that's his claim to fame now. Poor guy.
We're talking about Charles Levin, an actor that you might have known from Alice. He was on Alice a lot, the TV show. And I guess Seinfeld, which I didn't know. And I knew him most, and most of you gays out there, knew him from the first episode, the pilot episode of The Golden Girls. He was the Golden Girls' houseboy or butler or something. He cooked for them. And he apparently...
Now he's known as what? The guy now, who what?
As the guy who fell off the Oregon mountainside and was eaten by vultures and maggots.
That really sucks.
As his dog decomposed back in the car. That was the saddest part, is that dog starved to death and died and decomposed. And that this is how long it took them to find Charles Levin.
So wait, the vultures ate him, but not the dog?
Not the dog. No, the dog was just in the car. So I guess he must have left the dog in the car to go find help because he got lost in these Oregonian back roads in the mountains, which are very...
Oregonian. Very
that's what they are.
Wow.
Yeah. They are very, very... You can get lost, and I guess he got lost backwoods of Oregon and went to, I don't know, find his way out, or I don't know why he's walking around.
Sucks.
But then he fell off the mountain, and this was in June, and I guess they just found him in his car.
Oh, and it was that long ago?
Yeah, yeah, he died.
Oh, no,
he
that died.
He disappeared in June, so he probably died shortly around that time. Oh, they found it. Yeah, he was dead in July.
That's
so
gruesome.
I guess they peg it as dead in July. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that was the headline, was he's found partially eaten by vultures. And everyone is commenting and focusing on that when it's not just, you know.
Not who he is.
Not who he is. Not the facts of it.
The greatest achievements of his life. Yes.
And that was my commentary, was it's amazing. Because when anybody else dies prematurely or randomly or by accident, they never release enough details for me. They'll never tell you how somebody committed suicide or anything else.
But this one's got nothing.
But this one, top, straight to it, vultures. Friggin' vultures.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Oh, God. Poor guy. I'm laughing. I'm going to hell.
It's all right. And my Facebook post was the Paula Deen portion, was you got to watch out for those Oregon mountains. They'll kill you. They will kill you.
And it went over my head. I suck. I'm a terrible person. Right.
And we had previously featured on the Coffee House, Paula Deen was in trouble for saying, you know, cooking, chefs, restaurants, a dead chef. Cooking will kill you. Business will kill you. And she was a horrible person because of that. So there you go. I'm a horrible person. Even for stating the facts, because you know, Oregon trails will definitely kill you.
Oregonian. Get it right.
That's right. Watch out for those Oregonian back roads.
Oh, but it's sad. That's all they can say about this poor guy.
That is. Although, and I saw he was in a couple horror movies, so he might appreciate that headline. That was the way he went. Possibly.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know. I'd be okay with that.
Well, that's how we ended up. Well, hopefully you'll be deceased before the vultures come get you.
Correct. Yes.
And not like, you know, on your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fully aware of what's going on.
I'm scrolling through all the headlines of this. Golden Girls star found eaten partially.
Okay, but they're still, all right, that's nicer because they're saying, hey, look, he did something in the headline. Shit.
Details revealed, partially eaten by vultures. Yes. Well, hopefully he wasn't laying there at the bottom of the mountain, you know, semi-conscious as the vulture landed on his knee. Is that too dark, I guess?
What a way to end up. And the poor dog.
I'm more focused on the dog. That's really sad. That's like, I mean, I'm sure Charles Levin suffered greatly, starving himself down there in the mountain, but the dog.
The dog.
Trapped. I'm processing that.
Rest in peace, dog.
Rest in peace. His name was like Bam Bam or something. It was great.
Bam Bam. Oh.
A moment of
silence. Well, at least he wasn't eaten by vultures. It's okay.
True. Yeah. And if you...
But, you know, yeah. That house in Florida with the vultures.
We remember it well.
Shitting everywhere. That's where my mind went.
So much death and pain and destruction in this world. We found a few things. Talk about ghosts and ghosting and dead people. Woman thought her boyfriend had died. Then she bumped into him at a restaurant.
I mean, that's the ultimate, like, shit on. I mean, really.
I think it describes things perfectly in this day and age. A woman is told that her ex-boyfriend has died. She grieves the loss. A few years later, she comes upon him in a local restaurant.
Says, oh, hey!
Hey, I thought you were dead. And as he awkwardly fidgets, about that. This was in Australia.
Oh, yes, hey!
This was in Australia. Rachel found herself in an awkward situation, as Rachel was just 18 years old when she started dating a chef from her local pub. The relationship seemed like any other teenage romance. She described him as being really nice. However, things took a bit of a turn when her boyfriend, who cannot be named for legal reasons, lost his job and asked to borrow hundreds of pounds from her to live on. He repaid some of the money, but then they broke up a month later. She claimed he refused to pay the rest of the money and stopped replying to messages. Then his apartment started being emptied of furniture. She went to investigate, and then his mother texted Rachel and said,
his mother,
he's dead.
Imagine the easiest way out.
Yes.
Is to fake your death.
Fake your death. And of course, you know, she didn't ask any questions. And went on with her life. But then she was just recently in another restaurant, and there he was. So she was, that's a whole new level of what they call these days ghosting.
We hear a lot of, that's serious shit.
We hear a lot about ghosting, and I find it to be an interesting definition. Like, I mean, people used to do this all the time, but there wasn't a word for it.
Right.
I mean, it used to just be, you know, we used to call that just being a pussy, but I guess you can't say that anymore. And just, you know, not answering the texts and calls and whatnot. But now you've been ghosted, and now people ghost their employers. They ghost job interviews. I read a lot about that. People ghost everything, but really it's just, you know, they lost interest and they went away with the tail between their legs.
But why not say that? Just say, hey, you know, I'm not interested. Isn't it more work? It's more work to do all this ghosting.
Exactly.
Crap.
He faked his death. Yes.
Dude faked his death instead of saying, hey, I can't pay you back.
He couldn't sit down and say, I'm a loser. I'm not paying you back. And clearly, I think you're nuts because I'm going to tell you that I'm dead instead.
But then we don't know how often she messaged or hounded him.
That's the thing, is you just don't know who Rachel really might be, because she could be the crazy ex who was always messaging.
I'd like to know how many of her boyfriends have faked their death.
How much has
surely
this happened?
Surely it can't be just one.
Surely. Does this happen to you all the time, Rachel?
That sucks.
Yes. Well, people
what's
like
worse,
to just...
ghosting or getting eaten by vultures? Disgust.
Or you could combine the two. I'm sorry, Rachel. He's dead. He was eaten by vultures on an Oregonian trail.
Oh, okay. And his dog.
And his dog.
His dog, Rachel.
And if you're still going to bother me for the money that my son owed you, think about his dog. Bam Bam was back there in the SUV. Without food for 2 months.
Oh, this poor guy. Oh, no.
I do wish people would just be more upfront when they wanted to, you know, maybe they think that they don't deserve, that she doesn't deserve it, doesn't deserve a response or is too annoying. But this goes over for me into like friendships, especially like people on Facebook that I know who just remove me.
Right.
And like, they don't say anything.
They've erased you.
They've erased me. And
or they're going to unfollow you. Or they're still friends with you, but they don't follow anything you do. I do that.
That I do.
It's like I respect you to keep you in my life, but I ain't gonna watch your day to day shit. Yeah. Nope. Well, that's not gonna happen.
That's what sane, logical people call an acquaintance, and that's perfectly okay. You can have people that you don't need to, you know, follow literally. And you don't have to piss them off by not letting them know that you don't want to watch their 6 bazillion photos from the club last night posted in succession.
Yeah,
on
I'm
your
with
feed.
You.
But then there's those that like, I will suddenly think, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from them in forever. I wonder if they're dead. Eaten by vultures. Now, that's what I'll be thinking now. And then I go look them up and I'm like, oh, they're still here. And they're not still doing the same shit. But
yes,
they unfriended me.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I haven't had that experience where I actually go looking for them and, you know.
This may be telling of my character, but that's happened to me a lot.
To hell with them. It happens to me on Twitter. Because I had those apps that tell you who.
Oh yeah, that was
follows. And sometimes I'll check and see because I don't want to be following 3,000 people if you're not going to give a damn about me back. You
correct.
Have to love me.
Yes, absolutely.
And then I'm like, you son of a bitch! You followed. You unfollowed me. You went.
Yep. And I still I scale back and scale back, and to like the people that I actually know and that I think know me, but then suddenly they're gone and they've unfriended and I just don't understand. I would appreciate a conversation. And I would think that they would appreciate that too, because they could come around and say, I think you're a pile of shit and I'm taking you off my list. And then we'd at least know.
But they don't have the balls. They're going to just rather fake their death than disappear.
That is amazing to me. I just think that a conversation is needed. But I think that also might be why they unfriended is they're thinking, I wasn't important to this person. And so they just took me off thinking that I wasn't even thinking of them at all, when really, I do think of you. I just can't, you know, talk to 3,000 people all the time. Individually.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. I'm from that generation, where, you know, you don't talk to somebody for years and then you call them for 5 minutes and you're all caught up and you're still the best of best. Sometimes that's
okay.
The relationship. It's okay.
You could still call them friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. So not a fan of the ghosting in the 21st century.
It's exhausting.
It is. And I can't.
Faking your death is a lot better anyway. More entertaining.
And can you imagine though? I mean, if it was, if it, because it was just, it said his mother texted.
So his mother like backed it up.
Messages from the mother. So it
could have been him. Yeah, it could have been him. You know, but yeah, but it's just funny.
But I don't know how people feel like that is not something that's going to come back to them. I mean, if your son calls you up and he's like, could you text my girlfriend and tell her I'm dead?
Sure, honey.
I guess you just have to be of that nasty mentality, because I'd be like, no, what if you die? Then it's my fault because I said so.
Just like put it into the universe.
When you call into work and say you're really sick, you don't want to do that. That's not how you fake sickness at work, because then you'll get sick the next week.
That's right. Then you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Although some people don't subscribe to that. So I guess to them, they're not doing anything wrong. But I think if I'm calling you up and saying I'm dead or sick, I'm going to be dead or sick.
I can't come in today. I'm getting eaten by vultures.
Exactly. I'm on the side of a mountain. No one can find me. And there are vultures circling. So I'm going to have to take
some time. And the next
day
you can go in and say, they found me. What an amazing experience.
Exactly. Well, you know, in those hills, there's also Sasquatch. Because Oregon has Sasquatches.
I forgot about
Bigfoot. Yes. Bigfoot himself.
You know, Bigfoot does not participate in No Shave November.
That's true.
Well, maybe he does.
Maybe.
Maybe he does, you know. I don't know.
Could be the one time of year.
You can't find him the other 11 times that he's fully shaved.
Fully shaved. There is an increase.
Why is this funny to me?
I know. There's an increase of Sasquatch sightings at the end of November. Now we know why.
It all makes sense.
I couldn't find him. I went there. I went all over those Oregonian hills, and I did not find him. And I really wanted to. You really want to find Sasquatch.
What is he? It's like a 7-foot-tall beast, right? Who just kind of dwells out there.
Yeah, kind of like...
I haven't seen many stories on him lately.
He's not as popular as he used to be.
He was a History Channel favorite for a long time.
And an Unsolved Mysteries
favorite,
too. With Robert Stack, those days. You had a lot of Bigfoot. But nobody knows. No one knows who he is, who they are. Because it's just a tall, beastie creature that does not seem to speak, but yet seems to be humanly intelligent and possibly psychic.
Meanwhile, it's probably some guy with a gland problem.
Most likely.
Poor guy.
Yes. Where was Sasquatch when Charles Levin fell down that mountain? Could have helped him.
I agree.
I read all this.
I'm going to tweet about that and start a conspiracy theory. You know.
There's some great books out there about Bigfoot that I have actually taken the time to read.
You have? Wow.
I have. Well, before the last time, because the last time I went to Oregon, it was for that purpose specifically.
Really?
As all the audience says, this is how you waste your time. This is what you do. You got a vacation and you go looking for Bigfoot for real.
It's pretty amazing. I need to know more.
Yes, I went.
Wow.
I went to, because I did the research, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the places where the Sasquatch sightings happened the most. And so I got this book from these Bigfoot hunters from Oregon. And there's a Bigfoot society up there, of like a club of guys.
Wow.
And all these sightings and things. And of course, you know, 500 pages worth of people who just didn't happen to have a camera on hand when it happened.
Of course, yes.
Always. That's the only thing that stands out about this is why no one ever has their camera out or their phone.
So you mean, but now the age of like of iPhones and whatever the hell you've got, no one else has a phone.
Even
no,
now,
no one could document this.
Even now, they come up with excuses of they just saw him and oh, the phone was just not wasn't working. It was off. It was in my tent. It was in my car. I'm like
lies because we all know you're supposed to walk around with the phone in your hand at all times.
At all times. Especially if you're searching for Bigfoot, surely you would have it with you. Or it was too dark. It was, you know, they come around in the dark. And then that's where the psychic thing comes in to play, because some people claim that they strike such psychic fear in you that you can't move. So it's like one of those night terror dreams that you just experience.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went up there. I went into the mountains where they were allegedly, where the families of Sasquatch live. And I didn't have any
experiences. We've got families.
No, there are hundreds, allegedly.
There's a whole population.
There's a whole population in the Oregon Mountains.
I didn't know this.
Yes. That's where they are.
Now, when you went up, was it a campsite? Like, what did you do? How did you
navigate? There are some back roads, as Charles Levin has shown us. I was on those back roads. They're, you know, dirt roads winding through the middle, because he was in Lower Oregon, near California, but I was more north in Portland area, but. East of Portland, there's a lot of hills and forests that they allegedly live in. And I drove through there. I drove some scary back road ass way to get between cities. And
wow.
It was desolate and definitely intimidating, because at any time you could be Charles Levin and vultures.
Yeah,
vultures
no kidding.
Be there. So I did experience that same sort of thing, but thankfully I don't know how anybody gets lost. And I hate to make that statement because now I'm going to get lost.
you're screwed. Forget it.
But all my life, there's a very good compass in my head where I have a very good idea of direction. And even on these scary back roads, even when I get really panicked, because I have gotten really scared sometimes, like, oh my God, middle of nowhere, what am I going to do? How do I get back? But I can always at least get back. So when someone gets really so turned around that they get lost, that's really terrifying. I can't imagine.
I don't think I've ever had that feeling.
Because I'm one of these assholes who are like, yeah, just go north and then go south. And the person
is... I don't know what that is. And, like,
exactly.
What?
Yes. And these city people are like, excuse me? What?
Turn left at the tree.
Turn left at there's a red barn and a gas station. And then a fork in the road. Now you want to go left, but you want to go your left, not my left. Oh, you know. I grew up with those people.
No, I just I got the GPS on the phone. I've used it.
I'm so tired of her. I call her. of GPS. I'm so... Well, our city has had an influx of new construction and new roads, especially interstate. We have the first new interstate that has been, you know, in a while. We have the...
Congratulations.
Yes, I know. Hey. This is the nerdiest, geekiest thing ever, but like to drive on the new interstate and think back about like the original interstate. In the 1900s, I believe. I think.
Hey, back in the day.
But to think like how my ancestors thought when they were driving on their first new interstate, which was the first interstate ever. But I don't know. It kind of gave me a historical little jitter.
See, I'm just automatically thinking, oh, nice, flat, smooth road. Mm.
There
and
was
I'm like,
that.
What is that? Yes. I'm excited about how does that feel driving on that? Wow, hey.
I know. It's like barriers.
Never mind
that
the
are
history.
There.
Like, oh.
Yes, there are no potholes. The lights work. The barriers are all not scuffed and crappy. It's cute. It's really cute.
Yes. That's what we want. We want a cute interstate. Oh, look at that.
How would you describe that? That's adorable. Yes.
I don't get anything new on my end over here. We just do patch jobs.
No. Yeah, yeah. We've got all these new ramps and these everything. And whether I go uptown, downtown, anywhere, I almost broke into song. She's like, turn around. I'm like, no, I know I'm going the right way, but you just don't know. There's a road here. And
then, no one told your GPS lady. No. See, that's the
and
problem.
Still, it's been like a year and a half, and I'm still...
Poor communication.
Anytime I'm on that road, she thinks I'm in the middle of the desert, driving desolately like Charles Levin on a back road. That's going to follow us for the rest of the season.
Charles just wants to have a nice afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Take a beautiful
drive. And now he's a hot topic drive. Forever.
We'll never forget, Charles. Perhaps that was the point.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Being Thank you. Here.
Yes, he'll be on the Bone Garden with Frank Cotullo and I.
Oh, that's good.
This December. He'll be on the list. Frank and I, will not be on the list. Thank you.
Oh, I'm knocking on wood.
Knock on wood, please. Okay. Find some wood. I was just on Cotullo Chronicles this last Thursday.
Oh!
I was talking about another...
How was Mr. Frank?
Another hot topic with Mr. Frank. He's fabulous, and we talked about how amateur porn is the new rock and roll.
Fantastic. And where could one hear Cotullo Chronicles?
You can go to juicedtalk.com and find all of the Cotullo Chronicles, including that of which I was just on.
That is definitely something I need to listen to
Yet another
That's fantastic.
Lengthy broadcast of me and someone else saying things that we probably shouldn't. So there we go.
But I'm your favorite, remember?
Yes,
that
yes you are. You oh, oh you God. Are my favorite.
High quality shit right here at high the coffee house
every freaking morning. That doesn't get much better than this. So subscribe. Follow us on Spotify. If you don't do Spotify, you can also find us at juicedtalk.com and forculture.com.
Yeah.
And that's FOUR culture.com. And then my private conversation show. I just had that conversation with Daniel Oikel.
Yes.
Last week. You can find that on the private conversations, also on Spotify and on forculture.com.
Gee, you're all over the place.
All over the place.
I like it. I like it.
Like herpes.
Just like herpes.
I couldn't think of anything else. That's all that came to mind. What's all over? Oh, herpes.
Well, how about that?
How about that? I hope we all had fun.
Of course.
And I'll see you next time, Anne-Marie. At the coffee
I'll
house.
Be here.
When we're one iota closer to either Thanksgiving or Christmas. Tune in to find out when that happens.
I'm ready.
I heart you.
Oh, I heart you. I'm going to sit at your lunch table.
You already are?
Ah!
Ah!
Scream!
Scream and laugh and exit. Exit. Good night. Good morning. Something. Happy something.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again.
For more shows by the artist D and Anne Marie, go to juicedtalk.com, that's juicedtalk.com. And for more art, be sure to visit forculture.com.